Hello everyone, Economic Ninja here. The reason why I'm not coming to you live is because the channel's getting messed with again. I cannot go live, it's messing with the orientation on my phone. And I'm not saying this to complain, I'm actually very excited because a lot of revelation's been coming through me lately, and I'm learning a lot about myself, what's going on with the channel, and the world. And I have a warning that I want to share with you, and I believe it's very important. It's about how disconnected human beings are to the markets and why the market hasn't fallen, crashed yet. Because so many experts are actually asking themselves this right now. Before I start, can I just ask you humbly, there's two things down in the section below. If you want to learn how to start faceless channels where the videos are completely made out of AI and you want to learn all the tools to how to build these videos and put them on YouTube, Facebook, X, all over and start making money with monetization or affiliate links, all that stuff, links down below to that program. The other thing is the other channel is being completely set free and it's launching. And there's a warning video I did about this summer, what's coming this summer. Links down, it's not a link. I have to show you down below the name of the channel and where it is. And I thank everyone for supporting me and watching those videos. The Holy Spirit showed me the other day what was going on with this channel and why it was being held back. And I praise God for that. So links down for those things. All right. Let me share with you right now as we speak, as this video is being made, the stock market's up a little bit. The Dow Jones is up like 1%. Gold's up. Bonds are down. Yields are down. And crypto's up a little bit. The reason why is everybody's optimistic. There's a deal being made with Iran, right? Let me read to you, and that's the headline of the day. You know, hey, everyone's excited about a possible deal with Iran. It's all hopium. Look at what just came out of Zero Hedge. Iran rejects direct U.S. talks amid escalation as Israel attacks key petrochemical plant at South Pars gas field. And this happened Sunday night, last night. Sunday night, Axios reported on a U.S. proposed 45-day ceasefire has by Monday morning been rejected by Iran. You're like, well, wait a minute, why is all the markets up? Humans are completely lost. I have been watching polls about what people think the markets are gonna do. They're gonna go up or down, whether it be the stock market, crypto market, gold and silver, every market, every poll I'm seeing is 100% split 50-50, meaning humans have no direction right now. They have no idea what's coming. But let me explain something. I've told you this before, I'll say it again. Right before every recession comes higher fuel prices. Go back in history and look. Every serious recession, there is higher fuel prices. Higher oil prices, then the diesel and gas jumped up. At where I sit right now, I'm looking at diesel in my town at $6.69. That sign read the high fours about 4 weeks ago. That is an increase of 50%. I saw a comment from a gentleman that works for a Fortune 500 trucking company, and he said, hey, not all trucking companies are going out of business. Ours are staying because we didn't have the issues, as many issues with the illegal drivers. So we still have all our drivers, and we write our contracts different when it comes to the fuel surcharge. So we are actually gaining business, whereas all the mom and pop companies, trucking companies, are being annihilated around the country. And what's scary is, this gentleman said, we have the purchasing power. Our pricing power. They're trucking companies, the large ones. He says, which means everything's gonna go up. Because as the small ones fail, because they can't keep up with the demand, because they don't have the drivers, and they don't write their contracts the same way as far as fuel surcharges, the big companies are gonna come in and say, it's more, there's no negotiating about it because we're the only show in town. Which means by summer, you're gonna see massive price increases. For heaven's sake, we just had 48% increase in frozen and fresh vegetables. And I'm doing another video on the other channel, the Economic News Ninja. Can you guys do me a favor? If you follow it and you like it, can you just type Economic News Ninja down below so that people go to it? But I'm gonna show you the FRED, the St. Louis Federal Reserve's price for fresh veggies and juice, fresh fruit juice, and it is exploding higher. By summer, we're gonna see a panic and people are gonna start running to get all kinds of stuff. Just because this gets solved, I want you to understand, and this is a serious warning. First, it was Venezuela. And after that, Trump was already warning Cuba and Colombia. Then And we're essentially starving Cuba right now. We're draining them of all their energy. We're keeping them in the dark. It's like mushroom management. Keep them in the dark and feed them full of crap. And until someone comes unhinged, right? And if you saw last night, the president was coming unhinged, yelling and ranting and cursing on posts on social media about Iran open up the, and I won't even say it, Hormuz Strait. Well, you know, the president, you know, weeks ago was touting how this would just be a couple days, no worries. So there's obviously some power there that he doesn't want to disclose to the average person, because I think they would start to panic and think this is going to be a lot longer. How many times have you heard from the White House? It's only a couple more days, couple more days, couple more days. Yeah, dude, it's been a long time. It's been way more than a couple days. See, there's a lot more going on. And because human beings are completely split 50-50 on which way the markets are going to go, that means it's going to go one way, and that's down. You see, there's not enough hopium in the market to keep things afloat. That's why cash right now is key. Now, I'm not saying run out and go dump all your stocks, dump all the stuff. That would be silly. But what I'm saying is that these are the days that you're not putting extra money into those things. And I guarantee you there's going to be some people that say, well, must be good for you, I don't have any extra money. Well, that's because that's the way you live your life, and those are decisions. And every single person has a decision to stop it living in a life of poverty or live in a life of abundance. My supply comes from the Lord, and it's because of tithing. That's not bragging. That is a fact. If you don't understand tithing, but you believe in God, you need to learn about it real quick. Because God says, if you don't do it, you're robbing him. And if you do do it, he's going to create an outpouring of blessings that you can't even contain. And I'm telling you right now, I'm living proof that's the truth. Now, I think it's important this summer, this is serious, that people get extra lines of income going. I think these are the days where we're not watching the sports game on the weekend or hanging out with our friends doing a barbecue. We're out flipping stuff. We're going to garage sales. We're selling stuff. You know, people make fun of me. I just went into a Starbucks to get a coffee, and I held up a copper penny. I said, I want to teach everybody, the whole place. I stopped everyone. I want to teach you about the power of a copper penny. And I told them essentially what I've said on my channel about how valuable it is and why you need to be setting aside. And someone smirked. I said, when I was a firefighter, they all laughed at me too. And I was a multimillionaire at the time that I was separating those pennies. And then what I did is I told them about silver quarters and dimes and how much they're worth today. And back in the 60s, people made the choice to just set those aside, not let them go back to the government or some collector. They collected them. And now look at how rich they are, because they've got a bucket full of them and they're selling them. These are the days to be creating a value so that you become valuable. All right. And if you're stuck in a job, man, I know what that's like. Do me a favor. Yes or no? Do you feel like you're stuck in a job? You can't get out? Well, I'm telling you right now, on the weekends, you have the opportunity to go and do something a little different and to not take that money and spend it, even though it's exciting because you're going to blow money up. If you ask the Lord, hey, Lord, how do I create more money? First, start tithing, then start taking money and increasing it. He'll give you a plan, and then you're going to be blessed. Look, I'm going to cut this short. Please take a look at that warning video I made about the summer. It's in line with this, but I give you actionable things to do right now where your friends and family will probably make fun of you and roll their eyes at you. And then by the end of the summer, you're going to look like a rock star. And also, that watch for that video on the canned good prices, or sorry, fresh veggies from the Fed. It's scary that the government's hiding this stuff from you. But that's why they're hiding all this stuff about Iran. Once Iran is solved, just, you know, there's another country we're going to go after. And we're already positioning people, our military assets, in the South China Sea area, like right around the corner, because I believe that's the next theater. All right, with that being said, the Economic Ninja is out.